The way to get to Hashuas Hashchina is Vayera Ilo, that's through Anova, through his batlus.
As the Pasuk says, V'hu Yoshev Pesach HaOyel, someone that thinks maybe he reached already very high Madregas and Ruchnias, no, he has to be Margish, that he's still Mamish just at the opening of the tent, he's just at the beginning. This forum explained also that Vayera Elov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Nisgali even to a Rasha. Elov, loved up to anyone special. Elov, the Eloine Mamri, even someone, Eloine Mamri could be read Bidrash, someone who's very stark. Eloine is Lashon of Choizek, and Mamri is Lashon of Mamrim. Anyone, Vayera Elov Hashem, anyone. Rasha is Rasha Tevis, Ribbonah Shalayla. It says that it was an Eloine Mamre. Rashi brings Pushinasan like Eitz Alamila. It's more mavur in the Medrash that Be'etzem Avram Avinu had three Makorim, Oner, Eshkol, and Mamre. And what does it mean, Pushinasan like Eitz Alamila? Why are we stressing Eloine Mamre? Because Mamre was the one that gave him the Eitz to do the Mila. The other ones, there's even a Rosh HaTevis. Oner told him, Avram Avinu asked him if he should do the Mila. Oner said, Rosh HaTevis, Inoy Nefesh Ra, it's not Kedai. Eshkol says, Ein Shav Klum Lomu. Mamre said, Maher Male Ritzoyin Alikecha. That's the Rosh HaTevis of Mamre. So he gave him the Eitzah Al HaMila. I saw once a different shot. There's a shayla, the Gemara in Tzachim, there's a shayla with the Bruch is supposed to be Lomu with a Lamed, and the famous Sig of Al Vilid. It's supposed to say Lomu or Al HaMila. So Mamre gave him the Eitzah to say Al HaMila. Nothing like Eitzah Al HaMila. Another Jacobean is Eitzah means a refuah. There's a few places where Chazal use the word Eitzah as a lotion of refuah. In Shabbos of Ein Vav, the Gavi here. He saw other places. So he gave him an Eitzah Al HaMila, I mean he gave him some kind of refuah for after the Mila. When was this story taking place? It says he's Yoshev Esav Ayel Kachay Mayim. On one hand, it was Shlishi La Milosei, Rashi brings. Omer Abcham Bar Chanina was Yom Shlishi La Milosei. So without too much complex calculations, if we figure out when Avram Avinu did Bris Mila, we'll know when this story took place. According to the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar and many Midrashim, we mentioned it last week already, that the Mila of Avram Avinu was on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Zai, it's holding here before Sukkis. Hagam, it says, Vishanu Tachas or Eitz. There are those that say that it was already Sukkis, or Akapon on the Sukkah was built. He was saying, come into the Sukkah. Vishanu Tachas or Eitz. So the Pshat says, Be'etzem, it's like the story of Chaim Oizer, once wasn't able to sit in the Sukkah, because it was very cold, and he was mitztayer, he wasn't feeling well also. But then a certain guest came, one of the Gedolei Rabbonim, and they told him that the Rav that visiting is in the Sukkah. He says, now I'm going to go out to the Sukkah. Hachnosis Orchim is now I'm going. Al Sukkah, I was mitztayer, I put them in a Sukkah, but now I have a guest. So Avram Avinu was too hot, Kichoy Mayoyim, so he was potter. But now he tells them, he's bringing in the other guests, Vishanu, Tachas Eitz. Eitz is the Schach Taka. So, it's either right before Sukkot or it's ready with Sukkot. And he tells them, Ve'ekcha pas lechem. You know, the Gemara says that, in Menachos, that Toitofois by Tfilin, Tat the Afrikishtein Kas, Pas, Tat the Kasvishtein, Pas, Ve'Afrikishtein. So the word pas means two. So it's ve'ekcha pas lechem. Take two lechem, because it's lechem mishnah, it was Yom Tif. So ve'ekcha pas lechem, he told him to take lechem mishnah. It's interesting because he tells Sarah to prepare lushi vasivu guys. Meanwhile, he's preparing the bakar and his basav cholov. It's interesting because it says that in the end, he gives them only the bakar, and he doesn't give them the lechem that Sarah prepared. The Gemara says because Sarah was pirsan nida, right? Chaz ruliyas le Sarah oirach kanoshim. So the Esau was nitma, and Avram Avinu was oichel chul and altar zakeidish. And even though she's not borer, she suddenly, if you know from the sugya nida, she suddenly realized that she's tameh. Maybe when she touched the Esau, it wasn't tameh yet. But the Gemara neither is mavur. We pass and you have to be matama. We got to be kochim. You have to be matama. Meis leis mafreya. Now it wasn't kochim, but Avram Avinu was eichel chulin al taras hakodesh. He was machmir not to be able to eat the lechem. Aye, she could still give it to the guests. The guests, the three pashas, the guests, they could eat the lechem. They're not machmir on chulin al taras hakodesh. Oh, but the pshat was yomtiv. And the whole hefta was the first day of Pesach according to the other medrash. I'm jumping into different medrash. First day of Pesach. Maybe the first day of Sukkot, but according to Lamjah, it's the first day of Pesach. So the whole hefta to bake is only for Avram. Agav, if you're baking for Avram, you can already mar the b'shurim, you're allowed to put more, it comes out in the oven better. But we bow for Avram, Avram is machmer to eat, not the... Who's that? Someone saying shit? So Avram Avinu himself is not going to eat from the bread. Since he's not going to eat from the bread, she has no right to bake it even for the other ones. But it says later that they asked Ayesar Ashtecha, they wanted to give Kaishal Bracha. So someone asked me, where's the Kaishal Bracha? If they didn't wash, so there's no Kaishal Bracha. So I told him, even if Sarah's Ugois got tummy, they could have went to Angel's Bakery to get the... It was Malochim, yeah. Angel, it was Pesach, yeah.
There was
no Angel's Bakery. Okay. So then you have to know. It's a good kasha. Good kasha. He's preparing basa v'cholov. The Emes, the Gemara says later on that as Avram Avinu is giving them basa v'cholov later on, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to get the Torah, and the Malachim say, "Ma'ali yilud isha beinenu." Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Answer them back." He says, "What? Well, I mean, you weren't even nizer, right? Maksiv be basa v'cholov. You weren't machmir." But it's very interesting because there's a Gemara in Bechayrus above. The Gemara has a shaila: what's the din of cholov of a behema? A behema Torah, a cow, a paro. Is Cholov Mutter? The Gemara has a Havmina that Cholov is Osir. For two reasons. First of all, Cholov is Osir. I didn't find that one. No, he didn't find that. I don't know where the guy is. No, he's not. Someone's something else. Someone's saying a sheet upstairs. The Gemara has a havmina that milk is osur. The Gemara says mefurish in Bechayrus, the reason milk is osur is maybe because it's aver min achai. Aver min achai. The Gemara also has a havmina that maybe milk is osur because it's dam. The Gemara says dam nechar v'nasa cholov. Dam turns into cholov. So maybe you should have an isur of dam. And the Gemara starts handling, is cholov poshut? Everyone knows it is, right? But is it mutter to drink cholov? So first the Gemara says, of course it is. If the Torah asked basar v'cholov, why says cholov itself is mutter? Zach the Gemara, that's not a raya. Maybe cholov is usr. The chiddush of basar v'cholov is that it's usr even b'hana and b'bishul. But maybe it would have been usr v'achila anyways. The Gemara attempts to bring a raya because it says a pasuk in Mishlei v'di cholov izim l'lachmecha. The Gemara says maybe that's for schayra. You're invested into the milk to sell it to others. L'maskana the Gemara learns out because it says eretz zavas cholov v'dvash. And another pasuk where it says aseres charitzei cholov. They brought them in the war for the soldiers to eat. To drink. So there's a riot at Cholov is Mutter. Frek the Shita Mekubetes in Bechayrus Davov, on that Sugiva there of Cholov, why don't we bring a riot at Cholov is Mutter over here from Avram Avinu? By Yikachem of Cholov. Is a riot at Cholov is Mutter. As I Frek Taisis Chitzoyni is quoted in the Taisis in the Shita. The Gemara has a whole Shaka Vataria. Looking for Mekubetes that Cholov is Mutter. Bring a rye from Avram Avinu. Vayikachem v'cholov. It's an interesting thing. If cholov is osur because of Aver Menachai, so it's takaraya that it's not considered Aver Menachai. Because Rishon. Even Aver Menachai is osur even to a Benoyach. Oh, you're saying cholov of a shchuta. If cholov is osur, it's not osur after you shecht it. You can shecht it and then drink the cholov. I hear. But if it's as Eber Menachai, so then it's not a problem. But as Dam, or Benoyach is not Muzer on Dam. He thought it was a Benoyach. Benoyach is not Muzer on Dam. But anyways, it's a Pella. Hare, he gave them Basar of a cholov here anyways. You're going to bring a Rai over here, Lagavi cholov. He anyways gave them Basar of a cholov. Someone once told me a Chiddush. It says that Be'etzem Avram Avinu ran after the Bokar. The Lashon of the Pasuk is, Es Ben HaBokar Asher Oso. So there's a Medrash that Avram Avinu ran after the Bokar. And he was chasing it, and eventually he found according to one medrash, and the Zohar also say, he found Ma'aras HaMachpelah, and it's not stam, a funny story, a coincidence, he's running after the Bakar, he finds Ma'aras HaMachpelah. Ma'aras HaMachpelah is a very holy place, it's Chevroin, it's the Chibur between this world and the next world, it's a Mamutza between the Olamos. If you're, what? Yeah, what does it say? Okay. Bring me a rabbi. Okay. Text from Mir? No. Because he was so making an effort for Achnosis Archim and running after the Bakar, he sees and finds Ma'aras HaMachpelah, but that's a different story. Anyways, it says the Bakar disappeared. So he had to create a Bakar with Sefer Yetziras, Ben HaBakar Asher Osa. He made one. He made a Bakar. Maybe when you make it with Sefer Yetziras, it's not fleshing. Someone once told me maybe that's where the milk came from also. And then maybe milk that comes from that is not milchik. Yeah, but a Ben Bakar doesn't give milk. Usually, maybe this Ben Bakar does. I don't know. Usually, yeah. Par in a cave, it gives the milk. But it could be that it's not fleshy. Another mahalach I saw the Achrayim bring that maybe the reason why it wasn't a problem is because it was a Ben Pekua. And a Ben Pekua is allowed, even if Cholav is Osir, it's Osir only because it's not Shchuta. But as Ben Pekua, it's not a problem. And I saw the Meshech Chochma handles this also. And then they even say, Cholav of a Ben Pekua is not Milchid. Hello? How is there a Ben Pekua? Ben Pekua means that they had shechted the mother, and then this baby, it takes a few days, months for someone until it starts giving milk. It gave milk. It was born from a mother that was shechted it. Who shechted the mother a few months ago? Avraham Avinu only started keeping the mitzvahs, we said last week, after he was mal, and this is 3 days after his milo. So I don't see how Ben Pekua is going to work out over here. I'm missing something in the technicalities. Yeah, I said we spoke last week we spoke of Machloikas. So I'm saying like the sheep, the Mashah, the others, that he only starts keeping the mitzvahs after the Milah, Ben Pekua is not exactly going to work with you. Anyways, Avraham Avinu tells Sarah, Lushi Vasi Ugois, why is he getting involved in the menu? The pshat is he was telling her, Lushi Vasi Ugois, we have a problem over here. These Malachim, he understands their Malachim, their Ruchnias. He says, we're Gashmias. How could you make a balance and connect the Chlal with these Malachim? So he said, Lushi Vasi Ugois, Mayim is Torah, Ruchnias. Kemach, Ofer, is the Gashmias. You can mix it. You can make Ugois. You can knead it. You got to do it the right way. Too much water, not enough flour. You're going to have it's going to look like Tchina. Yeah. If too much flour, it's not going to come out. You have to know the balance. Over Lushi Vasi Ugois. And how do you do that? As far as I'm saying, Ugois Rosh HaTevis, Avoid the Gemilas Chasodim and Torah. That's Ugois. That's the way. You have to have a balance through the three Amudei Oilam, and that's how you keep it going. Now, Lamaita, we said that the Medrash says that these Malachim were Nichshal in Basar V'Cholav. So the Shaila is, why were they Nichshal in Basar V'Cholav? Basar V'Cholav is only if you cook it together. Midai Reis, there's no way to Basar V'Cholav unless it was cooked. So the Stipler in Birchas Peretz says that since they were really malachim, and malachim are gufan esh, so when they consumed it, Hagam is a little bit mother, because they ate it malachim dik, or they ate it people dik, right? They came, they had tzvei dinim over it. But he says that it was considered gufan esh. The Stipler. Someone also asked me that if it's Ben Bakar Asher Asa, how did he give them Shalish Lashoinais Bechardal? One Bakar has one Lashon, although there was once a Shlachtois that they shechted that day, and after finding a whole bunch of Trefus, they had 42 kosher ones, and they broke it up into different Evarim to sell, and they saw that the Mashgiach comes, and he says there was 47 tongues. So yesterday I said, we only had 44 kosher ones. He says, yeah, Ki Meshamish Ba'arba Lashoinais. You have to translate that. The Hemshech, you have the sugya of Sdoim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Megal to Avraham Avinu that he wants to destroy the Chamisha Arim of Sdoim Va'amoira, because there's not that many Tzadikim. Avraham Avinu starts asking, maybe there's Chamishim Tzadikim B'toich Ha'ir. Some Rebbe used to say, he says, what do you need Chamishim Tzadikim? One Tzadik is not enough. Tzadik Yisoid Oilom, a Tzadik can't be Matzel, the city. He said, you have to realize, we're talking about Sdoim Dik Tzadikim. Yeah, even the Tzadikim are looking for his Nishtah. A tzaddik and that can do it. We're looking at tzaddikim b'toich ha'ir. You need tzaddikim b'toich ha'ir. They say over from the Kovner Rav, the Dvar Avram. It's a funny thing. Avram Avinu says, maybe there's 50 tzaddikim. Hashem says no. He says maybe 40, 30, 30 20, 20, 10. What be'erach was the matziv? Like, he's so way off that he's asking at 15 and it turns out it wasn't even 10. He says, yeah, the matzah in Stoin is given as I mean kovna. He was kovna. You have to realize in those days the Haskalah was a rampant, a magaifa was running around. People, mishpacha shlemus were falling on the waysides to the Haskalah. So he says, given a matzah in kovna. When Avraham even started, he thought it was going to be 50. They told him not. He said, after 40, it was happening live as he was speaking. Now, Avraham Avinu apologetically keeps on saying, if there's not 50, maybe 40, maybe 30, v'chulei, there's a machloikis, Rashi and Ramban. Poshup shad in the sugya. When Avraham Avinu goes down 40, 30, 20, he still wants to save all five cities? Well, no, it's proportionally going down. When he asks for 40, he wants to save four cities. Rashi says each time he went down, when he asks for 40, he means to save only four cities. 33 cities. For the Ramban, no. The Ramban says about even when he was going down to 10, he still wanted to save all five cities.
Still 45.
I'm going to get to 45. 1 second. 30, 50, 40, 30, 20.
For sure, a second.
I skipped that one.
Oh.
Zok the Ramban, 45 is to save all five. Hashem is the Mitzaref as the 10th one. Avad, 45. 45, by the way, is only a remez. By 30 also, there was... By after 40, there was 36. And after 30, there was 27. And after 20, there was 18. 45 means each time after the number, round it off to 9. Not only 45. 45 means 36, 27, 18, and 9. That's Nechlal in 45. Avada's the time. No, but the Ramban says that Avada, when he's asking for 30, 20, 10, he still wants to save all five cities. Frek the Ramban on Rashi. Why is Avraham Avinu being so apologetic? Ulai yimotzei. He's not asking for something. He asked to save all five with 50. Now he's saving 33, 22. It's not a new attitude to the whole thing. What's this whole apologetic statement? Zok the Ramban, because he wanted to save all five cities, even when he was down to 20-10. What can you say to answer Rashi? I heard once a chiddush. 50, it had to be 10 from each city, or it could be 50, even if it's like proportionally, disproportionate. Could be that the chap was that Rashi wanted, that Avraham wanted the Rashi that 40 is only going to save four cities, and 30 is only going to save three cities, but you're allowed to take the people from the cities you're not saving. Which city you're going to piss say, it'll make a goyro face, but it's more apologetic because you're trying to mix and match over here. Daf Mevissen. The Meshech Chochma says a fascinating deek. He wanted about 45. Meshech Chochma says, Amar Degadir. By 20 and 10, especially if you go that he's still trying to save all five cities, the lashon of the pasuk is when Avram and Hashem is the shakar v'tari, it says, Loi ashchis is mashma, I won't totally destroy it. I will do something. I won't totally destroy them. By 30 and 40, it says, Loi eseh. Because 30 and 40 is still quite a large amount that he can request that it should be totally saved. So, frek the Meshech Chochma, how come by 45 it says, Loi ashchis? By 20 and 10, it says, Loi ashchis. But why by 45? It's like the Meshech Chochma is 45 is the worst. To just miss it, to have 9, to come on, have it, and have that one tzaddik that's missing, that's ma'oyer bazundere kitrig. The Sfarim explain that the same way on a guf of an adam there's hasaras ha'orla, so b'doyim alazeh, for the oylam you have Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael also needs hasaras ha'orla. The orla of Eretz Yisrael was Sdoim v'amoyer. The destruction of Sdoim v'amoyer is the Hasaras Ha'orla. Husar Ha'orla. Same amount of person this Husar Ha'orla. That was Mila by Avraham Avinu we had in the previous parsha. And the Mahalach of being Mesalik, Sdoim v'amoyer, is being Mesalik, the Chelak Ha'orla of Eretz Yisrael. Because they're stating this for him. What? Okay, that's other Freg Amoyel, other Freg, someone that knows in Gizinyon. Now they go and they also want to save Light. Now there's a fascinating story here that Light thinks that the world is destroyed and he goes with his daughters and his daughters give the name of the children that they have through him, Mayav and Amoy, Mayavia. There's a fascinating story that's brought down in Igros Moshe Chelek Ches, in the Hakadama, that when Rav Moshe Feinstein was the Rav in Straubing, the Chevra Kadisha once came to him and told him that they had a very shaky mice, a very scary mice. Someone, a young person, suddenly got very sick and he was dying. And Taka died and he called the Chevra Kadisha. And before he died, he told the Chevra Kadisha, he says, you have to know, I want to tell you a story. the week before he said, I had spoken about Benoy Saloit, it was that week's parsha, and I spoke Bezilzel had a Benoy Saloit, they called the wrong child, Me'avia. Me'la, they did it, they thought there's no world otherwise, but it's Oistrich and Me'avia. I said it Bezilzel. He said, so I had a Chaloim, this person from Shrubin, who was telling it to the Chaver Kaddish, who told it to the Mojoyim, that the Benoy Saloit came to me in a Chaloim, and they told me, because you were Mezalzel in us, Lamais, you're going to die, and the guy had to die. But we want to tell you, to be megal to you, the reason we did it is because we thought the world was coming to an end. People would think of Psayoshka Maisei that they were nisaber from the Ruach HaKodesh or something. So Lehevya, to be mefarsim, that no, that they said, no, it's from our father. That's why we Lehevya. We stempled the name of the Ummah. Mayav. Otherwise, the Ummah Mayav, if not going to be called Mayav, they're going to be the special ones that are Halba Elahosti, because they were nisaber without the... See, and Rav Moshe was very meshaveich this pshat. He says, you know, you could have a kliyokar or a rachaim or a ban, a shachochma. This is the benoist lights pshat. As I stated, the Gris Moshe chilekhes in the Akdoma, that in the Chaloim, the person said over that that's what he said. But he said that, the benoist lights are saying that this is the pshat. It's very interesting. Then Avraham Avinu gets the tzivui to be Mal Yitzchok Benoi. Avraham Avinu was Mal himself at the age of 99. But now he has the tzivui of Milas Yitzchok Benoi, Vayomal Avraham is Yitzchok Benoi, Ben Shmoyne Yomim. When was this Mishta Godol? Toysis in Shabbos, Afkuf Lamed says it was the Suda of the Bris Milo. B'yoyim hi gomel is b'yoyim hey gimel mol. Hey gimel, not such a complex gematria, is 8. B'yoyim hey gimel mol, because it's a remes with the Suda of Bris Milo. B'emes is a shayon of the Toysim, is there a Suda of Bris Milo by Shaloi Bizmana. Pesach Tshuva talks about it there in Yaradeya, but it's interesting because people misquote this. Sudas Mila Shaloi Bismana means, do you make a Suda if the baby is having the Bris Mila not on the 8th day? A Suda of a Mila Shaloi Bismana? The Suda you're doing the day you gave him the Bris, but it's of a Mila Shaloi Bismana? Well, no, is it a Sudas Mila Shaloi Bismana? The baby had the Bris on the 8th day, but for whatever technical reasons, it was a fast day or other reasons that you didn't make a Suda, you make a Suda the next day or a few days later, it's a Sudas Mila Shaloi Bismana. Shaloi Bismana on the Suda. The Mila was talking 8th day Mila. So there's a Shiloh whether you make a Suda then. But other Mepharshim learned that this Vayas, Vayigdal Ayel, Vaygomal, other Pshatim. The Michtav Sofer, the son of the Chasam Sofer brings that it was a Sudas Bar Mitzvah, not when Yitzchak was 13, because by Ben Noyach you don't go with 13. By Ben Noyach you go when you become a Bar Das. When you become a Bar Das. So when Vayigdal Ayel, when he became already a Bar Das, he made him a Mishta Godel, that was the Bar Mitzvah, when he became Chayiv in Mitzvahs. I saw a different Medrash that brings down that Avraham Avinu Be'etzim was Mechaber Sefer Yitzira, and he learned it with Yitzchak, and it goes down to the Soira to the Yankiv, Bono, Vechulei, to Yosef. It was a Suda on the Siyam of finishing the Sefer. That's what the Mishta Godel was. The Kohen, I saw all kinds of different Shatim. I didn't find someone that says it went up Sharon yet, but I'm still looking. Lamais, according to Tosfos and Shabbos, Kuf Lamed, it was a Sudas Milo. Now it's brought down Halacha, there's such a din in Yeridei Seminary Samachay, no, you get to make a Suda on the Yom HaMilo. It's a big Inyan. A person's not supposed to be Mesarif to be part of such a Suda. Kimat, there are those that want to say that it's a din Doi Raisa. Because the Gemara says, in Nida Daf Lamed Aleph, Shaul, Tamid, the Bishop Ben Yechoy, Mipnei Ma, Omra Toira, Tinoik, Nimel, Shmoina. Why did the Torah say Bris Milo was on the 8th day? What does the Gemara mean to ask? Rashi has an interesting pshat. Rashi says, why not the seventh day? I don't know. Mule Rashi. I don't know. The Kasha maybe the first day, the ninth day, any day, Tuesday. I don't know. Rashi says, Lafuki, the seventh day. My son, when he was a little kid, he said, it was Pesach time, he said, because of the eighth day, because Chagadi, all the other numbers are taken, so it's the eighth day. Sometimes, Pash the Cheshbon. But the Gemara asks, why not the 8th day? Why the 8th day is up to Gemara? And that's the Geshmak that Rashi learns. Because when a baby boy is born, the parent, the mother's tummy for 7 days. And we don't want that. It should be hu ve'ima kula masmechim oichon v'shoisim ve'hu the parents are otzuv. So if we wait till the 8th day, as I stated in the Gemara, so if some achroinim want to be medayik, you see from here that Sudas Bris Milah is a deraisa. If it's not a deraisa, how could that be time of the craw in the din of Milah B'yamashmini? You could try out of it. It just means not that there would. Maybe they didn't suit this as a rabbon. Over Hametzia is higher that people would make a suda. People would be sameach. Mitzvah. Not that the etzim didn't suit this as a raisa. Don't know what's the apoyskim if you keep him a die. from this Gemara whether it's considered a din d'oraisa on the Suda.
It could be a din d'rabbanan from one of the Tzivim.
Which Tzivim?
What's
din d'rabbanan? We're asking, what's pshat on the Torah that it means on the eighth day? Because since the Suda that you're going to be making, which is a takana from Rabbi Kveger? No, it has to be from before. It's going to be then, are they going to be sad? If it's coming from Mikveger, it's not sound in the Torah. And from before. The pasuk says, Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. Do you know that in this week's parsha it says, Vayashkem Avram Baboiker, three times? In Perek Yutes, it says, Vayashkem Avram Baboiker, Pasuk Chavzayim, when he goes to Davin to save Sdoim. Later on, when Sora tells Avram, and Hashem says to Avram to listen to her, to send Yishmael away, it says, Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. And a third time, by the Akedah, it says, Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. Now the Gemara Pesachim Dabdal, it says, Minolam, this reason, Magdim and Lemitzvahs, Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. The Gemara in Chul in Dabsadi Aleph says, Talmud Chochem al Yetzi Yechidi Balaylo, Shenemar Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. Tosis explains, what's the two different Makairis? Because when he went to Davin on Sidoim, over there, there's no Makar, this reason, Magdim and Lemitzvahs, because that's not a mitzvah. That was his own initiative. And over there, he was Taka alone. So we learn that Talmud Chochem al Yetzi Yechidi Balaylo. As opposed to over here now by Akedah, over here it's a mitzvah, tzivoy, so you can't learn out, so we learn out the reason, Magdim and the mitzvahs, but you will not learn out Talmud Chochem Ayetzi Yechid Malay, because in fact he did go with Eliezer, Toysus, and Chulun Dav Tzadiyal. So the shaila is, why didn't Toysus shtel on the other by Yashkem Avram Baboiker, the one by Lahatzel, the one by Shiloach Hishmol? No one shtels on that one. Toysus makes a trask about the Yashkem Avram Baboiker by the Akedah, and the Vayashkem Avram Baboiker of Tfilo al Anshe Sidon. So I heard once the Teretz is Poshet, the one about Shiloach Ishmael, that was a sakana. Sarah told him that it's a Pekuach Nefesh. You gotta get rid of this Ishmael. There's no raya that's reason Magdim al Mitzvahs. If you want me, I'll spell it out clear. Maybe there's no din that's reason Magdim al Mitzvahs. The attitude by Mitzvahs is, chill for 4 hours, then do it. No reason Magdim al Mitzvahs. But if you have a Shiloach Ishmael, what's haste? Every minute counts, a Pekuach Nefesh. Of course he's gonna do it ala boker. That's why Tosfos didn't even bother by burning it. Avada from the Vayashkem Avram Baboiker of Shiloach Yishmael, there's no raya to the din. I was reading Magdim Lemitzvahs. Part of the Poshtazan. You have the sugya of the Akedah. Nechleku Hamidroshim, when was the Akedah? There are Makaris in the Medrash that it was on Yom Kippur. There's Makaris that it was Yom Kippur across Mincha time. There's also an issue, where was it? Was it in the Mokam where the Mizbeach HaNechoishes, Mizbeach HaChitzoy? Or it was in the Mokam where is the Mizbeach HaKetoyrus in the inside the Heichel? There's also a sheet in the Medrash that it was Rosh Hashanah. There's a sheet that it was Nisan. You have to work out all the different pshatim when it was. But there was a carbon going on over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Yitzchak to be hukrav as an oilo. The Ibn Ezra brings, and as I come to explain the Gemara and many Cheshbonos, that Yitzchak was 37 years old. But the Ibn Ezra says, he says, it's not Mestaber, he was 37 years old. He wouldn't have went along with it. Must be he was a little kid. As I said, the Ibn Ezra was 5 years old. However, the Pashtas, according to the Cheshbonos, Avraham Avinu was 37 years old. And the Nesoyin of the Akedah is definitely way up there on the Rishim of the Asar and the Siyonis. I want to just explain something. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Yovis, Perikei Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. Asara nisyoinos nisnasa Avram Avinu. What are these nisyoinos? The 10 nisyoinos. It's a machlokes rishonim. Look at the Mefarshei HaMishnah. Bar Tanura, the Rambam, Rabbi Yoyin, Rashi. Go through the sheetas. Most rishonim count or cast them as the first one. The Rambam doesn't, according to the Rambam, Lech Lecha is the first one. Most rishonim say Akeda is the last one. Although not everyone, some rishonim, Rabbi Yoyin, others, they say that Kfur Asara is the last one. Now, you can't have 11 or 12 Nisyonis in the Cheshbon. So, whatever one you want to take out, put something else instead. It's questionable, does the Bris of Absarim go into the Nisyonis? The Bartanura learns it was a Nisoyan, the Nisoyan of seeing what Klai Shol is going to go to. Shiluach Hogar V'Yishmal is a Machlaikis if it's considered a Nisoyan. Grat, if you're holding in Cheshbon, the Rambam, who doesn't count or cast him, he has Girish Hogar and Girish Yishmal as two different Nisyonis. Work it out. Everyone has Akedah. Most have it as the 10th, some have it as the 9th, but there definitely is Akedah in there, and that's why it says, Asar Nisyonis Nisnas Avram Avinu V'Omad B'Kulam. V'Ein Amido Elo Tfilo, the way to be Oymed in Nisyonis with Davening. V'Omad B'Kulam. He was Oymed in the Nisyonis. The Sfarim say that every Yid has Asar Nisyonis as he goes through life. Some people think they don't. Some people think they're already up to the eighth Nesayin when they come close to the realizing that they're about to embark on their first welcome to midlife crises and things like that. But everyone goes through it. But that's why he's called Avraham Avinu. It's a fascinating dig Reb Chaim Volozhin makes. The previous Mishnah, Perakei Mishnah Bey, says, Asara Doiris Mi Adam Adri Noyach, and then Asara Doiris Mi Noyach Ad Avraham. Doesn't say Avraham Avinu. History. Asara Doiris Mi Noyach Ad Avraham. But Asara Nesioinis, Nisnas Avraham Avinu, because he's called Avinu because he was Matbia into us the Metzias of being able to be Oymed Ben Nisayin. In that, he is Avinu. There's a beautiful Shem Yishmuel. We said before that Vayashkam Avraham Avinu shows that he's doing it Bezrizus. Something that someone that's doing it Bezrizus, you have to know Zrizus is a Moira de Kazakh. The Mesilas Yisharim brings that if someone in the Midah of Zrizus, he says if someone is Matbid and works on the Midas HaZrizus, he'll be Zoicha to be a Zoriz in Olam Haba as well. That's a very profound Nakuda. Pashtas Zrizus, the Balabatashim, cook on it. It's a Tchuna, it's a Midah, it's on Hogan. It's not something. You're going to be a Zoriz in Olam Haba. It's a Maila Be'etzem. Ayin Shom. But Akaponim, the Zrizus vises of, I would even say Simcha, or Akaponim, certainly not Morish Chayra. You know, you're not Zoriz if you're Shakua Be'ofar. Shel ha'atzvus v'shel ha'choymer. So he says a fascinating thing to Shem Yishmuel. It says, Vayashkam Avraham Bebeiker. Yeah, it's Rizus, the Gemara says. He says, the Eibush tells him to be Oikid Yitzchak. He has a choice. The Eibush can't take Yitzchak away from him anyways. It's up to him, Bechlan. There's an Asayin here. He's like two choices, A and B. Eibush is going to take Yitzchak, he's going to take Yitzchak. So where's the vice that he did it Pesimcha and that he wasn't there? Only from the Vayashkam. The Rizus vises that he did it Pesimcha. That it's going to happen, it's not a kunst. The Eber said, it's take Yitzchak away. I can't even swing it. The Amida bin Asayin was that he vised it. Hashem said to do it, Gevaldik, Pesimcha. Add the same Yishmuel. It's scary. I think that's how he says it. Later, the Rabbi Shalom is nizgalat him and tells him, no, al tishlach yot alanar. That's a nevuah. Ein nevuah shayra ella mitach simcha. If Avram was tzaklaf and tzabrochen, going through a process that he knows is inevitable that has to be done anyways, he wouldn't have been able to get the next Nebuah. Yitaka would have killed Yitzchak. Wouldn't have been able to stop it. It's only that solo that he was able to get the other Nebuahs because he was Taka B'Simcha. Now we said it's a Shiloh where this took place. Lemaisa, there's many Midrashim and Steiris, but let's quote a Rambam. In Hilchas Beis Abchir, Perek Beis. Misayris v'yadeinu, shehamokim shebona dovud v'shloim ha-mizbeach, b'goyer noyroina, hu hamokim shebona be'avro mizbeach, v'okar al Yitzchak, hu hamokim shebona be'noyach, המזבח ישויות מן הטבע, הוא המזבח שקרבול of קיין והבל, הוא המזבח שקרבול of אדם הראשון, ומשום נברו. אדם ראשון was נברו from the offer of that מזבח, ממוקם כפרוסי נברו. The Rambam brings clear that the מוקם המזבח is a place where all of these things took place. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar in describing the Seder Avodah of the Akedah says, a Lashon, Uchikoyin Godol. Avraham Avinu had a din of a Koyin Godol. So the Mefarshim Shtel, the Radal, he's the Mor of the Shmaitz and Pirkei Rabbi Elazar Bechlal, but the Mefarshim Shtel, why was it dichtig to stress that Avraham Avinu was a Koyin Godol? So he says, the Avayit over here was going to include Avraham Avinu Shechting Yitzchak, in which case Avraham Avinu was going to be an Oinein. His son just died. An Oinein is Pasal Avayit. Only a Koyin Godol can be Makar of Oinein. A Koyin Hedyit is not makar of oinin, so it was vichtig. He should be a kohen gadol, because only a kohen gadol is makar of oinin. Someone also wanted to say that he's going to become tamei meis and he can't be makar of betumah. But lachayr betumah huchu betzibur, and he's the only kohen available. So I don't know if that would have been a problem. But oinin, you have to be kohen gadol in order to be makar of oinin. Another reason why it might have been necessary for him to be a kohen gadol is because it was yom kippur, according to some midrashim, and yom kippur the avodah is only kosher the kohen gadol. Although if you go through the sugya in Yuma, it's a big machlekes rishonim. If only the avodas yom kippur is b'koyin gadol, who has to be makar of the musfei hayoyim of parshas Pinchas and the tamid and bechlal various things that are, or if it was Shabbos, the musfei Shabbos, if yom kippur was Shabbos, who has to be makar of all those non-direct yom kippur things? Because I don't know if it was yom kippur, but I don't know if it was avodas yom kippurim. I heard once a fascinating chiddush, a different taich in the Akedah, that it was an oilas re'iya. See, it's very interesting. Avraham Avinu tells Yitzchak, Hashem tells Avraham to be makar of Yitzchak, And why Dafka over there by the Harabais, by Har Maria, why not in his backyard? And also, after he tells him not to, why is Avram bent on, I have to bring an aisle instead? Why do you have to bring anything instead? Where's the catch? What's, you could say, Argosha, you know. It even says that it's ki'ilu, it's Afrei Shel Yitzchak. So Avram is Mizbeach. The Mepharshim will talk about it, that it's taka called Afrei Shel Yitzchak. Ki'ilu, he was Mamakim Yitzchak. So I heard this taich, it was an oilus re'iyah. He went to Harabais, and at Harabais, there's a chiyah, the chodesh re'iyah, you have to bring a korban re'iyah. It says in the Bala Turim in Parshas Nosoi on the Pasuk of Birchas Koyin and Yoyer Hashem Panav Elecha, the Bala Turim explains that the three Pesukim of Birchas Koyin and Makanegi, the three of us, and he explains Yoyer, which is the middle Pasuk, Yoyer Hashem Panav Zu Yitzchak, Shehoye Oilas Re'iyah. And that's why the Pasuk says, B'makim Ahu Hashem Yirah, B'har Hashem Yirah, Yirah Yirah. It was the Bechina of an Oilas Re'iyah. Another very interesting thing that I heard once is, why was Avram Avinu oikid Yitzchak on the Mizbeach? He didn't even get up to Shechita. He was interrupted and told not to even before the Shechita. And for the record, when he takes the aisle, I'm not even sure where he shechted the aisle. I don't know if he shechted the aisle on the Mizbeach. What does the Pasuk say? He took the aisle. He was mylit. He understood he shechted it. Why is he bringing him on the Mizbeach? Shechita is not on the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach. So there is a pshat. I think they say over from the Briskerov that Shechita's oil needs to be bitzofen. And there was no Azara, so there was no Tzofen, but the Gemara says in Zvachim that Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach has a din of Tzofen. Not because it's in the Tzofen, even like the Tana that the Mizbeach was called the Dorim, Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach has a din of Tzofen, it's a sugi in the sixth parak of Zvachim. So he was oikidem lamalat that it should have a din of Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach. But I heard once a pshat, and there's the yukim for this, that Yitzchak was a bechin of oilas ha'oif. Now, what does that mean? He's not a behema either, but whatever it meant, the bechin of the carbon, it was a bechin of yoinosi samosi, a bechin of an oilas ha'oif. And as such, not that there was malika, but I'll upon him that the mokam ashchita is beroish ha'mizbeach. Oilas ha'oif is nimlak on the soiviv, on the mizbeach, not on the azar. What? What? On the soiviv, yeah, but there was no soiviv, so it went down on the mizbeach. Yeah, I said, I mean, he's not a bird also, but there's makairis that it was a bechin of oilas ha'oif, whatever that means. So after for the Nakud of Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, it had that Bechina. There's piyutim that we say during the Slichas in Aseres Yimei Tshuva that are called Akeda, meaning, okay, some people only say one piyut each time and they skip, but if there's things to say, there's one piyut that's called Akeda, and Barichas describes Akeda. We start at Erev Hashanah and then most of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, there's a piyut about the Akeda, and there's a few that you can do that it describes it as an Oila Sa'if. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Eirachayim, Simen Aleph, Sif Ches, a halacha, in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Yoymeri makarbonois, posik v'shochat oisi al yerach ha-mizbeach tzafoyin lefnei Hashem. A person is supposed to say the psukim of the different karbonois. It's very interesting. Shulchan Aruch says in the first, to say the karbonois, from what I noticed, most tzedurim don't have it, karbonois. They have them, she's looking at me. They have the Mishnayos of Ezum Koimon, and it has the Parshas HaTomid, but I haven't seen that most Sedurim have what it says explicitly in Shulchan Aruch, to say Parshas Oilo, Parshas Mincha, Parshas Toida, Parshas Chatas, Parshas Oshem. It doesn't say those Parshas. I did see a Siddur once that they printed out. Most Sedurim don't have it. It's not Lach in Shulchan Aruch. You have a Siddur with the Karbonis. It doesn't have Karbonis. It has Parshas HaTomid. Yeah, it says in Shulchan Aruch. To say Parshas Atomid. This Pasuk actually it says, I think most of Durham have it. Most of Durham should have it. Yeah, I'm saying, Yveshochat Oisei al Yerach HaMizbeach Tafoyin Lefnei Hashem. Most of Durham. But the Parshas doesn't have. Most people don't say them. A lot of people don't say what it says in the Seder also. But it's a halacha Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph Sivches. Yoimer im HaKorbanois. As a pasuk b'shachat oisel yerachem zbeach tzafoyin lefnei Hashem. A sifin shulchan aruch. The makor for this mechaber is brought down in the Be'er HaGoyles from a Tana Develio, that the Tana Develio says, whoever says this pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers HaKadosh Yitzchak. So the Sfasemis explains, the pshat is, the inyan of this pasuk, why it remembers, it's not some code word, you say this pasuk, it remembers HaKadosh Yitzchak. Everyone in Tzfunei Libay, in the hidden part of his heart, has Ritzoynis and Machshavis. Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, inside your leg is a mokam of Ashras Ashchina. And dafka, sometimes there could be wrong things there. You have to shech the yetzer. V'shachat oisei al yerach ha-mizbeach tzafoyin. Shech the yetzer ha-ara in the tzafoyin. The shechit is in the tzafoyin. I once saw I once saw a few years ago a pamphlet, someone came out that Rahman al-Islam, you shouldn't know from these things, there were Bachram during Ben Azman, and Choshev, a good Bachram, were going Ben Azman in, and they would go to different places in the Tzofayn, Tzfas, Miron, Tveria, Fashid, in the places, and maybe they were in places they shouldn't be, maybe there was things they shouldn't see, things they shouldn't do, and he was describing how maybe there's a way, maybe there should be a camp. No, I'm not promoting anything right now, I forgot what it's called, but the title of the pamphlet was Kotche Kotchem Shkitosim B'Tzofen. That the kachem kachem, they go to the tzof and they get shechted. It's got to be careful. But I'll go upon him, if person that shechts, he's mevatel ritzoinoi in the tzfunei liboy of where it's lifnei Hashem in his mizbeach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is zorich rakevis Yitzchok, because that's what Avraham Avinu did by Yitzchok, that he was koivish his ritzoinus. So similarly, when you say this pasuk of v'shochet oisi yarech mizbeach tzfunei lifnei Hashem, meaning with the kavona to be nisoyer to be shoychet your yetzer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's put some pshat in this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Zoichelonu, Akeidas Yitzchok.